Hello and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season 6, episode 13 of Pretty Little Liars called
The Gloves Are On.
The Gloves Are On. I am so glad you popped in because I was going to be saying the clock stops now for some reason.
Well, I think at the end of the episode, I think it's interesting because we obviously Shower Harvey's gloves are on. Oh. But at the end of the episode, we have someone telling us very clearly the gloves are off.
The gloves are quite literally off. Yeah, this episode took me, I feel like, double the amount of running time to watch. And I feel like we're going to keep experiencing this until we feel a little bit more comfortable in this new time zone.
But I still feel like nothing happened this episode. Like, it took me forever, well, but I feel like it wasn't super...
Oh, you feel like okay. Nothing happened?
Now, I know that happened.
That
was the big moment. And that and Ezra like screaming at the very top of his lungs. Those
and
were the
Arya
two moments.
Jumping 10 feet in the air. And also Arya calling herself small. We'll get there.
Arya just being Arya the entire episode.
Phoebe nailed it. I think it was in our Patreon episode. So if all of you don't get to hear it, I'll put it here as well. Phoebe nailed it. She was saying, you know, we're really hard on Arya. And we talk about her a lot, and like we get a lot of feedback on the posts that we make about them, like our Spotify Wrapped, and how that's like not who Arya is and whatever. And these people act like they know these characters so much better than we do. And then we had a moment where we were like, well, okay, let's be real here. We do create completely unfounded lore for each of these characters.
I think I said, you guys, like the people that make those comments are reading the script and we're reading their minds.
And we're reading it between the lines. We've got the subtext. We're really getting like the whole story. But also what Phoebe said, though, and what Phoebe really ended up saying here was the thing is, these people that have created are who they are. And Arya is showing us that, look, it's been 5 years. She could have come back and evolved and turned into some new bitch. And we could have been like, okay, we totally got her wrong. And guess what?
And you
that
guys
is just not what happened.
You guys know what Maya Angelou said. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. And you guys really don't want to believe Arya when she tells you who they are, who Arya is, but it's because all these people like want to be the Arya and they haven't let go of that. And we've had to because we have to talk about these girls the way that we do. Anyway, all we have to say is that Arya just is exactly who we know her to be. And you guys just have to trust us on that.
You're just gonna have to trust us. And she really puts it on display in this episode. And it did add time to my watch party, of course, because I had to keep pausing it to make sure I got exactly what was there. And then, like, when we get to the part where she's reading from Ezra's book, I was like, okay, I'm not going to write down this line verbatim. Like, I don't really care. And then Emily goes, is he writing about you? And I was like, great, now I have to go back and fucking rewind and write that line down because probably he is. And great. So anyway, it was a funny episode.
I laughed out loud multiple times.
This energy of everyone has just had it. Like, they've just had it, and that's that. So it's funny. Okay, I'll do the recap, and then we will dive in.
Okay.
Okay, so the recap is kind of, like, boring because, again, not a whole lot has really happened other than, of course, Cece dying. So she fell, was pushed, jumped, I don't know, off of the bell tower in Rosewood Times Square, and the police are investigating this as a homicide, and the girls, of course, are on the suspect list. And frankly, they should be, because we do find out that Arya has to account for some of her whereabouts that evening. She left the hotel room. The girls were all having a freaking drunk fest kiki, and Arya walked on out and went and met up with her ex, which is classic 'tis the damn season behavior. We all know it. And she meets up with Ezra and is really fucking secretive about it, lashes out at everybody else. What else is new? And Ezra may or may not have killed Cece. We're like pretty sure that Arya didn't. But after this episode, I'm also still like, what the hell am I missing here? I am missing something here. So we'll get there. But the girls are a little bit worried. So Hannah actually goes into the Radley because, as we know, Ashley Marin has renovated the Radley. It is now a super bougie and posh hotel, bar, spa, whatever. So Hannah sneaks into the office, deletes the footage of Arya leaving the Radley the night Cece was killed, thus incriminating all of them. Emily is getting some sort of medical treatment. We don't know what's up. I am quite worried that she is sick, but what we do know is she's hurting for cash, she's lying to everyone around her, and she's doing some bizarro medical treatments. Arya has a new man, but I'm not really convinced it's going to last that long because she cannot stay away from Ezra, partially because she needs this for her job, babes. Her boss is, they have given Ezra an advance on his second book. Of course, she works for the publisher that Ezra works with as well. So now she has to like get the book out of Ezra. Vivi is campaigning and Spencer is really going to burn that all to the ground. And I think that's really it. Shower is like everywhere Emily is, but what else is new? And that's pretty much it. So we can dive in with one of the more insane openings we've had for a Pretty Little Liars episode, don't you think?
Yes.
The spa layout. Now, I have to ask. Okay, so here's what we get, you guys. We have like 3 minutes of this overhead shot of Spencer, Hannah, and Emily. And Spencer and Emily are facing one way and Hannah is facing the other and their heads are just perfectly together and they have on these plush white spa robes and cucumbers on their eyes. It is incredibly unclear exactly what treatment they are receiving in this moment from this spa day, but Hannah says that Spencer and Emily are ruining it. Whatever it is, they are ruining it.
I just want to say, like, what's ruining it for me if I'm in this situation is actually the way that we're laying, because I know I can hear you breathing in my ear.
Yeah. And I'm so uncomfortable, and there's like all this space. There's no reason that we need to be laying this close unless we're conspiring, girls. And I know that's what we're used to. I know that comes as easily as breathing to some of us, but Hannah's made it clear she wants a freaking relaxing spa day.
Mm-hmm. And they start talking about Arya. Spencer is pissed that Arya is not here. And
it is kind of crazy that Arya was invited and would not come.
It is like,
but it's like,
do you, yep. Okay, do you want to look guilty? She's like, I can feel myself on the edge of a breakthrough with Z. I just like know that if I just go over there one more morning, I'll get the book.
I'm the only person who can get through to him. Nobody knows him like I do, you know?
Not even Nicole.
Like, okay.
Sorry. Not is even it weird Nicole. To say Nicole? Okay, no one can say her name.
I mean, it happened, did it not? It happened. So I'm sorry, but somehow, some way, he is going to get through this. And it's not by ignoring that she ever existed. So if I have to look him in the eyes and say, Ezra, Nicole is gone over and over and over again so that he can be rooted in reality, then I will.
Oh my God.
The only one who can. And that is so Arya. To be like, look, Ezra, Nicole's gone. And he's like, yeah, I know. I like am deeply fucked up over it. She's like, you got to move on at some point. Okay? And your life is here in Rosewood with me. In Rosewood.
Sorry. I moved on. I live in the big city now.
I've got to get out of here. Yep, that is exactly the confirmation I needed that I have been here too long. Way too long. Can't slip back into old habits.
But you know what they
Come
say.
Come on, Arya, focus.
You know what they say. Old habits.
Old habits. Die and screaming. He finishes the sentence, die screaming. And she says, God, your brain. Anyway, so Hannah's so annoyed. She's like, hey, guys, my mom gave us these as a gift. But I do have one question. What do you think all these rooms were before? And Radley, because the sauna smelled like burned hair.
I'm like, Hannah, so what do you think, Hannah? At this point, it doesn't smell like burned hair anymore because of Radley. But Emily,
right. She's like, what exactly would that have even meant? Like,
Hannah just wants to bring up the fact that this was a quote unquote nut house as many times as she can.
She loves the word nut house. Word of the year, nut house.
I think one time she called it a squirrel factory.
Yes. Anyway. I can't wait to see how she continues to refer to this place. And how does Ashley Marin feel about that? I have to ask. Hannah's always like, are you going to the nut house? And she's like, you mean the Radley, Hannah? We are working very hard on changing the attitude towards the Radley and Rosewood. You cannot be calling it the nut. She's like, okay, the loony bin? Like, that's what it is.
So they're talking about like Ezra and everything. And Emily's like, Emily is projecting a bit. And she's like, just because someone's depressed doesn't mean they pick up a weapon. And it's like, okay, spoken like someone who has done that. Spoken as someone who was depressed and did pick up a weapon and kill someone.
Exactly. So then as the girls are all like kind of sitting up and they're like, whatever, Hannah goes, okay, yeah, so like I deleted the footage, so we're fine. Like, you guys need to relax. I deleted the footage of Aria leaving, so you're welcome. And they absolutely lose their minds and they're like, I cannot get out of this room fast enough. For some, I don't understand this energy that they have to get out of the same room as Hannah.
Yeah,
once
me
they find
either.
This out. They're like, got to jet. And they get up and she's like, are you fucking kidding me? We have more appointments. You cannot do this. And they run out and then Emily comes back in because she left her key. And I'm like, you mean to tell me the door is just like open? Like, what treatment are you guys receiving?
And also apparently
because showers in there.
Apparently we're in the quiet space because first, also, you didn't like walk in there and see that there was someone else lying in there.
Literally. I know she's wearing gloves because her hand looks weird.
She's wearing like these silver gloves and they're much better than her fucking motorbike gloves that she's wearing later.
I was like, is this okay, a dead body in there? Like, what is that?
If you have to wear gloves for the rest of your life, like, what are you picking? Like, what kind of gloves are you going for? Like, Audrey Hepburn?
I'm not going for skin color.
No.
I will never be wearing the same color as my skin. Like, it's sort of the same thing as having clear braces, which I'm not knocking because I want to clear braces so bad. But if you don't have good dental hygiene, which most teenagers don't, the clear braces very quickly don't look so clear. You know what I mean? And then instead of being like, oh, that person has braces, you're like, what is on that person's mouth? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not being mean. If you have clear braces, I'm sure you really take care of them and they look great. And maybe I'm just speaking from a jealous place. But anyway, I'm probably doing like hot pink. So anyway, to answer your question, probably hot pink. Probably something with like feathers. Like, I would be going like obviously extra. I would have nails on my gloves, of course.
Like Miss Piggy vibes. You'd wear like Miss Piggy gloves.
Exactly like that. Or I would wear gloves that make it look like I have like a full set of acrylics underneath them. You know what I mean? So like the gloves would stick out a little bit and it'd be like, oh, it's just her nails. And it'd be like, yeah, it's a statement that I'm wearing these.
I'm not wearing
the gloves that go up my arm. And that's for no reason. That's not for any reason. I'm just not wearing gloves that go all the way up my arm.
Yeah.
Because they'll
just fall right back down.
They'll fall right back down. Yes, exactly. So what are you wearing? Steelers gloves?
Probably.
Are you wearing Steelers gloves that match the Steelers hat you're wearing?
One gold, one black.
No, the gold is too close to your skin. People will be like, what? You know when someone wears like tan leggings and you're like, ah!
Yes!
Like, are they naked?
Hey, by the way, guys, we have a serious talk about tan leggings, blush colored leggings, any
color leggings that matches your skin tone, you shouldn't be buying.
Or any skin tone.
No, literally. Like, and here's the deal. Like, if you have fairer skin, you can wear darker leggings. And if you have a darker skin tone, then you can wear those tan leggings, but not vice versa. Like, it looks crazy. You look like you're naked.
It's terrible.
You know what I mean?
Especially if we're not like wearing any underwear. Like, we have to be honest with ourselves. I've never worn leggings like that, but I have been on a sports team where I had to wear khakis as part of my uniform.
Which is diabolical, by
khakis,
the way.
Well,
explain what the sport was, because a lot of people are scratching their heads
khakis
right now.
In,
a lot of people are like, and what sport is it that you have to wear? Horseback riding.
I'll just let people guess.
Phoebe's an equestrian.
I'll just let people guess. We had to wear khakis and an oversized navy polo. And one time after...
Well, wait, Phoebe. It wasn't oversized. You just...
Right.
All of
it was regular. It was actually a woman's fit polo.
Yeah, it was,
but I was
extra,
swimming in it.
It was hers, was an extra small, so you know.
It was just a little big. I was driving home one time after one of our matches, and we had gone to get like ice cream afterwards. And it was the day that Seven Rings came out. I'm sure I've told this story before, but this is just an important story so people understand like what khakis can do. Like, what khakis can do. So I'm driving on the busiest.
I've never heard this story told in the context of khakis. And I need you to know that that's not where I knew this was going until you said what day it was. And now I'm like, oh my God.
I'm driving.
You do have to retell it now.
I'm driving down the busiest road in Mount Lebanon at like peak hours. And I go to take a left turn. And I famously got into a car accident. I famously get completely T-boned on the road. And my friend Ryan is in the car, who I've spoken about before. Mm-hmm. And he's annoyed with me and my friend Sarah, who's in the front seat. He's always annoyed with us. And he is watching videos on his phone, and he has a Diet Coke in the other hand. And the Diet Coke was something that, like, he wanted us to get for him at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wanted us to go fill it for him. And we said, no, you can go do it.
Of course.
And yeah. So he was like, he had an attitude with us because we made him go get his own drink. And so we get in this car accident, and I turn around immediately to check on Ryan. And he was holding his phone and his drink, his hands are in the same position, but now his hands are empty. And he's soaking wet. He's soaking wet. And I looked at Sarah and I said, Sarah, he is covered in blood. Because I thought we were T-boned on his side.
He's wearing khakis and he's covered in Diet Coke.
And Sesame Street is still playing out of his phone.
Oh,
which we
my
can't
God.
Find now. We can't find the phone in the car.
Yeah, turn back on!
And by the way, guys, when you get into a car accident, the radio, the music still keeps playing on your car.
It's the worst. And also when you get pulled over.
Your car should really be more intuitive.
I agree. You should be more sensitive to the situation. And stop playing Imagine Dragons when you get pulled over.
So we
stop playing Radioactive.
We pull over and we have to.
Well, Phoebe's car is also playing music.
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings.
And we have to get out of the car. We're all in this outfit, by the way. Navy polo and khakis.
What a spectacle.
And we are having to stand on the side of the road after having just gotten into a car accident.
Oh my God.
And the guy who gets out of the car that hit us, because at this point it is technically my fault because I was the one turning left.
Yeah.
But what I will say is he was approaching a stoplight and he was going fast enough for his airbag to deploy. So I will always maintain that it was partially his fault. And he emerged from his car out of a cloud of smoke. So, like,
Mom,
I have my thoughts.
Mom goes, and Phoebe said something really smart. Honestly, Phoebe said something really smart. She said he was going too fast to stop.
He was.
And I was just like, okay, yeah. You know what? That is so smart.
Every time I'm on that road and I'm like going a fast speed, I think about it because I remember that I told the police officer I thought he was going like over the speed limit, and he goes, and what do you think?
He was going too fast.
He goes, what do you think the speed limit on this road is? And I was like, 35. And
I can't believe I'm being quizzed.
Anyway, so basically, and we also kept Ryan in the car because I didn't want him getting me in trouble. I didn't want, because he would have loved it. He would have been eating up the moment to look at the cop
God.
She wasn't paying attention.
Look at the cop and say, I'm covered in blood. Say, look at me.
I'm covered
in blood.
Soaking wet. And Ryan, Sesame Street, still playing on the phone. Ryan is like, there's two police officers. Ryan's like knocking on the window, trying to get the attention of one of the police officers. And he goes, who's this?
The police officers? Yes. Who are you keeping in the back of the car?
And Sarah immediately saying, like acting like we do something to hide. She's like, oh, he can just stay in there.
Oh my God.
His mom's coming. And then,
he can just stay in there.
And then one of our, I'm not going to say which parent. What? Hey. Did he just like fall through the ceiling? Like, that was the strangest. Why did you look that way if you didn't think he was going to be there? Has he been taped to the ceiling? Guys, for context.
He was not in the house. He wasn't in the house.
Anthony just like. Caroline is facing away from the front door. So realistically, she should have been aware that he was coming inside. And she acted like she was just literally sniped.
What do you mean? I should have been aware he was coming inside and facing away from the front door?
But all I'm saying is, like, from where you're sitting, you would have, like, seen him a little bit. And
I can't.
No, but all I'm saying is the way it looked crazy because it looked like you were looking straight ahead, like, at the kitchen. And I was like, where? But that's what scared you. It's not like you looked over and saw him and got scared. So I was like, did the ceiling just fall, cave in? Anthony, like, scared Caroline?
I mean, Anthony was not in the house and he left through the front door, But he came in through the basement door, and I have headphones on, so I can't hear fucking anything. And I'm sitting in the seat that I normally don't sit in, so the wall is covering the basement door. So I literally didn't see him until, and he's holding a bunch of stuff. He has like all these clothes in his hands, covering his face up. And I was not expecting him.
He's saying, Caroline, I'm out of here.
He's leaving me. It's the day after Valentine's Day and he's leaving. Just kidding.
Anyway, we have not even made it through the first.
It scared me.
All of this to say is I was wearing khakis and in the middle of all the chaos. And it was embarrassing.
And everything was fine. And everything honestly was fine.
Everything was fine. Phoebe's everybody was so okay. And it's Ryan's favorite story to tell when we meet strangers. Like once we've been around a stranger for like 5 minutes, he goes, and one time she got in a car accident with me. And I'm like, okay, Ryan, shut up. Ryan, shut up.
It's a fabulous story. So Emily, we're in, I guess, the quiet room. And Emily barges in.
Emily is like, she wants to.
She is a bit hormonal.
She hasn't felt a high like she did after she punched Sarah for the first time. And she's like looking for another reason to stalk her.
No, I mean, like every time she's with Shower, it's like we're either making out or I'm getting a tattoo or like I'm running for my life. Like, or, like everything is like high adrenaline. So she immediately interrupts. I'm also like, Shower's eyes are closed. Like, just leave. Like, but she immediately yells and is like, are you following me?
It's
and
like
interrupts.
Sometimes when these girls jump to, are you following me? I'm like, I know that you guys are prone to being followed.
And you live on planet me.
But you sound crazy.
and so, even though probably she is being
right,
followed.
Right. And Shower's
still.
Like, no. Are you, I'm not obsessed with you. I was at the cemetery
Shower's
visiting
like,
a friend.
Actually like.
Saying goodbye to a friend.
Yeah, I was saying goodbye. And Shower, or so Emily's like, to who? And then Shower doesn't respond. And Emily goes, answer me! I got a tattoo because of you! Like, I'm like, how mad
and my mom
is Emily
still
like,
paying off the water bill from when you Emily's stayed with us.
Yes. And then Shower literally talks like Ariana Grande on her Galinda tour. Because she goes, I thought this was the quiet room. Like, she like perfectly enunciates everything. I'm like, God, you are bad at acting. Sorry.
And so then we go to the Montgomery Mausoleum and Aria's back to the basics. Do you think she feels so creatively energized at her old desk?
Yes, she absolutely does. She's FaceTiming with Liam at her old
desk.
She's
been texting Liam all day. She's like, Liam, it's like, I just haven't felt this way in a long time. I'm going to have to stay. I feel like I'm on a writer's retreat.
Stay in a while. Yeah, literally. And he goes, is that a stuffed pig behind you? And I'm like, why are you acting like this is so classic? Like, you know, Arya's like, no, I never had like a stuffed animal.
I had the same
that
thought
I was really attached to.
And I was a little
realist.
Bit like, this is us realizing that Liam doesn't know a thing. He
a
doesn't
thing
know
about
Arya. Because he's like, oh, and is that like a Justin Timberlake poster in your room? It's like, okay, you don't know her. She was fucking her teacher in high school. She didn't have a Justin Timberlake poster in her room.
No, she had her yearbook stapled to the fucking wall. She goes, that's Pigtunia. Okay, that's creative. Anyway, Liam confesses that their boss is like kind of over Fitz because she called him and he sounded wasted at 11 in the morning. And Arya's like, how dare you speak so negatively about my ex?
She gets so defensive and she goes, he was not wasted. And it's like, okay, from what I'm seeing and hearing,
yes,
he probably was. And guys, can someone let me know? Do we ever find out what happened at the Radley? I want to know. I want to know what he did at the Radley. Was it a Whitney at Southern
Charm
situation?
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
No, I don't think
so. I'm not crazy they didn't show us.
No.
Because later on, we'll get there. But okay, I was like, what did I fucking miss? So anyway, Arya goes like super defensive and it's like he's going through a lot. So we go to the Radley and Lorenzo shows up to question Ashley about the security tapes. And he's like, I mean, we collected them, but unfortunately there's a malfunction or something because there's nothing after midnight. So we have an IT team on it, but like, I'm gonna need the list of anybody who is working here or staying here. Woof. Do you think that list includes the names of Aria, Spencer, and Emily or just Hannah?
Well, I don't think it will include any of them because in theory, none of them should have had access to the room.
No, he said he needs the list of everyone who was working and everyone who stayed at the hotel.
Oh, then yes. For some reason, I thought it was just people that were had access.
So do you think just Hannah or that all their names would be on it? Because it's just Hannah's room.
Yeah, then probably just Hannah, I guess. I don't Unless think it Hannah. Will end up mattering because I feel like they are going to place them there anyway. So it'll...
Yeah. Well, I guess if they have the tapes pre-midnight, they see the girls going in. So probably, yeah. So anyway, that's going on. And then we go to Hannah on the phone at the Brew.
Why are we acting like Rosewood is like a middle of... they're acting like this is the Friday Night Lights town.
Yeah. When Hannah says that she's like, I used to think butter was a side dish. Like, there are no health stores in Rosewood. I'm like... Okay.
I don't buy it.
But you would go to Rive Gauche with Mona and like go buy cashmere sweaters. Like it's not like you're living in Lancaster. Like it's like
it's you know giving what I mean?
You're not even in like rural yeah, exactly.
Which it's like there would be a health store there. I don't know of one, but I'm sure there are
a lot. I know of them.
Right. Caroline frequents them.
I frequent them. But she's gonna overnight magnesium to her boss, okay, ahead of the trend. And then she turns around, and did you see, like, her extensions look insane.
And I didn't think her hair looked good this episode.
It looks really, like, from the back, you can literally see exactly where her short hair ends. It's, like, so bad.
Yeah, I also felt like her hair, especially in the scene with Spencer later in the kitchen, her hair looks so frizzy. Like, it looks like when you straighten your hair and it, like, it's not shiny. It's, like, fried.
Yeah.
Her hair
did
not
look good. You need Kerastase Thermatique.
Well, yes. And thank God,
it's like when you have high body count hair.
Lisa Barlow is out there doing the good work. She's doing what Jack's doing. She essentially.
Jack.
She's on mission. Isn't that her brother?
Oh right. Her son's okay. Name? Her son. Yeah. I just wasn't sure what the connection was, but now I understand.
So Lucas is here, and he's wearing sunglasses inside because now he's a billionaire.
Because and that's just what billionaires do.
So I hear.
Okay, that's just what they do. Lucas is like, I'm sorry, exactly the same. And I still cannot stand his guts. I can't stand him. He walks up and he's just like so like, I just have the ick. Like he stops her and he pulls the sunglasses down. It's like she didn't recognize him until he took the sunglasses off. Like, yes, you did. He sounds exactly the same. And he looks exactly the same.
Hannah's doing her best Hallmark acting here because she's looking.
Yes, she is.
When Claudia, like the connection goes away, she's holding her phone up like this, like she's talking on speaker and she's going, Claudia, hello. She may as well like hit her phone and be like,
I know. She's like, I'm just home for the holidays. I forgot how bad service is here.
Literally. And Hannah is funny here. She goes, so do you like still live with your parents? Hannah thinks she's the only one that's making money.
Before that, she's like, wait, was that you who pulled up in the silver jug?
Oh, yeah, because he's like, Lucas is like, yeah. You didn't see me out there honking and waving at you? And she's like, wait, that was you?
She's like, that happens a lot. I just didn't even turn my head.
Hannah, crazier things have happened than like the nerdy kid in your grade becoming like super wealthy.
Right. The nerdy kid who was like really good at like IT and also
it makes sense he would be
gambling.
Smart.
And was obsessed with gambling. Maybe he hit it big. Maybe none of this is due to him doing anything good. Maybe he just hit it big, Hannah. Like, is that so hard to believe?
She's like, so do you like still live with your parents? And he's like, no,
no.
No,
he's like, of course not.
I have a. Of course, let me just list off my places. I've got a condo in Palo Alto. Yeah. I have a townhouse in Hong Kong, and I have a loft above the Apple Rose Grill, bitch.
Wow, and she is impressed. He doesn't say bitch, but she is impressed with this, and it's gonna come in handy later. I can tell you that much. But it is, you're right, Phoebe. Like, it is a sweet moment for them, and like they do have a lot of. He's a really good friend to her. I think it's because he's in love with her, but he's a good friend to her. Talking about just like what he's doing, he sold a company, he was moving to Seattle, so he's kind of like doing a lot of different things there. And then he goes, look at you sporting bling. Did Caleb finally propose? The finally is kind of funny.
Listen, I know that
like
you think
guys are 1 year out of college.
I know that I keep having to remind myself that this is only it's not they are acting like they are 30, not
yes
23.
Yes.
But I know that the idea is that Lucas is in love with Hannah, but at this time it's also giving like her gay best friend from high school. Like reconnecting the way that he's talking.
Like he just wasn't. Yeah, no, you're right.
But she tells me about Jordan and is like, no, I'm not with Kayla, but do you want, this is what I would do. If I ran into someone, if I ran into my Lucas and I had some suspicions that one of my best friends was going to start sleeping or was sleeping with someone that I dated in high school, I'd say, no, me and Kayla aren't together, but get this. You will never believe, I have this theory. Because like there's no better person to share that gossip with than someone who is so like non-consequential to your life. Like it's not going to matter if he knows, but you can just like have fun talking about it.
It is so true. But here's the thing about Hannah. She genuinely doesn't think of Lucas as non-consequential. You know what I mean? She's like,
Caroline just called me a bitch. Caroline just called me a
I just called you a massive biatch because she is a better person than both you and me. You know what I mean? She's like, she repeats behaviors in this episode over and over again where I'm just like, I mean, this episode actually over and over again was like hitting me over the head with like Phoebe and I just got it so right about all of these girls. Like we just got it so right, you guys. Like we just get them really deeply. And if you don't agree with our takes, you're the wrong one.
Yeah, you guys start a podcast where you have to talk about these girls for 2 hours a week and then we can talk. And then we can talk.
Yes, and also 2 hours that you hear.
It's at least
4 hours, actually. Yeah. So then she gets a call and leaves and she's like, I want to drive that car. And I'm like, I would not be letting Hannah drive that car, Lucas.
Lucas is like, right.
Hannah?
He's going to be like, I remember that one time you were on the bocce team and you were driving home. I heard about that.
Oh my God. So this is crazy. Didn't think we'd see the love child of Peter Hastings in this episode, but we sure do. And hi, Mel Mel.
Melissa is team Phoebe and Caroline on this one. She immediately, like, it's like she walks in there and smells sex, even though they haven't had sex
yet.
It's like she walks in there and she is
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
What is going on in
Melissa,
here?
Melissa is giving such deep older sister energy. Like when Spencer walks in and she goes, don't take your shoes off. We're leaving in 30 minutes. Like that's so fucking funny. Like, and so real. Like if Phoebe were to come in my house and we were like leaving in 10 minutes and she started getting comfy, I'd be like, what do you think you're doing? Like that's, it just was like,
it's
perfect.
Also giving, like,
it.
I also love at the end of this, the scene when it's so, when you're back at your parents' house after not living there, and you're like, wait, I really thought I left more clothes here. And you like didn't pack.
Yes.
You didn't pack for this.
Oh, that's the worst. Or like, I used to do that all the time when I was going to the beach house. I was just like,
Surely I have all my summer clothes here.
Yeah, yeah, all of them, right? Anyway, Melissa walks in on Caleb and she forgot he was camping out. And again, I know they're not together yet, but this is giving, like, the way Melissa is talking to Caleb feels like they are dating. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like Spencer and
also,
Caleb are
like,
dating.
Imagine,
you know what I mean?
Being Melissa. Like imagine walking into, like, you didn't know any of the people that my friends were dating in high school, really. So it's like,
right,
it's
exactly.
Not like Caleb was really a part of the friend group other than being Hannah's
exactly.
boyfriend. So it's not like they already have a rapport. Melissa and Caleb
right.
shouldn't
and Melissa
really
wasn't
know
like
each
active
other.
In their lives. Like, uh-oh. Yeah, like Melissa was like really not there.
She hated Spencer's guts.
Yeah. So Melissa's in there and they're kind of like talking while she's looking for clothes. And then Spencer walks in and she's like furious because they asked her to lie. And I'm like,
that's your whole
since
thing.
When has that been an issue? Yeah, it's your whole thing, Spencer. It's like your number one talent on your special skills is like excellent. Can pass a polygraph. Flying colors.
That's why she's so successful in Washington.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, she's like Abe Lincoln. She never tells a lie.
Not a lie if you can pass a poly.
Boom. That is so Spencer's mindset. And I'm like, you know, okay, I think I could pass a polygraph. Maybe not.
Caroline, one of the most nervous and like guilty without needing to feel guilty people in the world.
Thank you for saying that. That's so true. Yeah, I thought I could. I feel like if I were being told.
If it were like a Big Brother challenge, sure.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. By the way, I haven't heard yet.
Oh, crazy.
But
it's
hey,
been a week.
By the time you guys listen to this, maybe I will. Okay, anyway. So Caleb and Spencer and Melissa are all in here, and then Caleb's gonna go make Spencer food.
Wait, they have to go make you toast, and she terrible goes,
burnt.
It's a terrible exchange. He's like,
oh my god,
I want like, some eggs.
It's giving Aria and Z
and
vibes.
Toast. And Spencer's like, burnt? Only way I know how to make it.
The only way I make it. And he leaves, and Melissa's like, clocked. Melissa's like, ah, I see you. Caleb leaves, and she goes, so what the fuck is that? And Spencer's like, we're just friends. And Melissa goes, yeah, well, I know how you like to shop out of other people's cars.
That was
my jaw dropped. Everything. I was like, yeah.
That was so, that's what we've been saying.
And the crowd goes wild.
Literally. Bingo. You bullseye, Melissa.
Again, you guys, we know Spencer's a victim. I would hope that in real life, Melissa would be able to see that. But this is a television show. Okay. So,
and
Melissa
their sisters
saying that is hilarious.
I think Caroline
yes,
might
sisters.
Say that to me. If the same thing had happened,
once
just
we,
a little
like,
bit.
Got through the trauma. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. Anyway.
It is.
It's not funny. God. You can't say anything because I'm woke. You can't say anything because I'm woke.
Two woke bitches saying we can't say anything because of woke. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm always the person who's like, so because of woke, I don't think we should say that either. And not here. I mean, like in my life, I'm always the
here
one who's like,
Caroline
hey,
is like, what?
Because
ever.
Of woke?
How about Spencer being the queen of woke in the show?
I know.
She's always
that
the one who's
wild.
Like, that's so offensive. I'm like, that is so not Spencer coded. That is so
Aria. Hannah is starting to like treat it the way that you and I treat it, where she's like, yeah, I know. Isn't that insane? So is my boss. Like, so, yeah, I know. Crazy offensive anyway.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. you know? But Spencer's like, we cannot stand for this. And Hannah's like, it is unfortunately what's happening.
Spencer is immediately pisses me off after Melissa says that, because she's like, if you're talking about Hannah, that cart is actually engaged to someone else. So actually, he's fair game.
And it's like, well, I mean, no. No, still no.
You were jealous that Toby was building a house for someone 2 episodes ago.
Literally, let's not forget it. So Spencer denies anything, and Melissa says, maybe you're more comfortable with lying than you think. Ugh, I'm like, eat, work, bitch. I love Melissa. Emily's leaving home, and Pam is like, no! Pam is crazy in this episode. I mean, not that that's not how
I
would be acting, but it's so
obsessed
funny
with the shot we get of her when she tracks Emily down
at the car.
I know, because that
I know,
is
I can't
Georgia
wait to
Connell.
Get there.
That is Georgia.
No, it literally Connell. Is.
One time, mom
so
got
by
a
the
text
way, Emily's
because
outfit
the, because the neighborhood moms know our mom is low key crazy. One time, my mom got a text saying, "I just saw your daughter's car. This happened to you, right?" I just saw your daughter's car driving. Like
when
somewhere you weren't
supposed
to be or like something you were doing
oh,
something
no,
wrong.
No. When I was crossing the street, I was jaywalking.
And then mom said, nope, George's got to hear about
called
this.
My mother.
George has got to hear about
literally,
this.
Literally, by the way, whoever that was, like, what the hell was that? Like, that's such a fucked up thing to do. Calls mom.
That's such a
what
fucked
are so many
up
narcs in my life,
much.
Literally?
That's a little much.
Calls my mom, says,
weird,
hey,
maybe, sure.
I saw your bitchy daughter running across, jaywalking
she
across
had
the street.
Both of her middle
it
fingers
was,
in the air.
And it was Cochran Road. I think she's smoking a giant blunt. She's in sixth grade. She's a massive blunt hanging out of her mouth. Anyway, I was crossing the street actually on Cochran Road, which is a busy street.
That is dangerous.
And I got home though, and mom's like, so which way did you walk home? And like starts like quizzing me. And I was like, the normal way, like what? And I guess maybe I walked home with like other people or something. I don't know. But I get home and mom's like questioning me, and somehow I don't tell her I jaywalked on Cochran Road. And she's like, you're fucking lying to me. I know you jaywalked on Cochran Road.
That's the mom move of trapping us, giving us the opportunity.
Like, why do you have to trap us? Like, can you just tell me what you know for real? God. But the other one that I think you're thinking of is when it was after prom. And I told mom I was staying at Michelle's house. And I go to this prom. We were like going to a prom after party where I told mom that there would be drinking, because I had already been gotten caught by mom. And or like this was the end of my senior year. Beginning of senior year, jig was up. Mom found out anything bad I had said in high school, mom knew about it. So after that, anytime I went to a party, it was like, don't even lie. Just like tell her that, yes, there will be drinking and I might be drinking, but I'm going to be safe or whatever. So I go to this prom party, and then it was at this guy's house, and I got drunk, I think, and I just couldn't, like, I wasn't, yeah.
Wow.
Wait, why are you shocked?
I'm not.
Oh, you're joking. Okay. I think it was like, I think the plan actually probably was for me to sleep at Michelle's. Like, I told mom that was my plan, but my plan was probably to sleep at this guy's house and like with every, with the party and like drink and then just say that's where I slept. Because Michelle and I were at.
Caroline was a slut. Caroline was a slut. Let's say it.
No, but this night I was maybe. But anyway, so Michelle and I both slept at this house that night. And then the next morning I'm driving home and I'm coming down Cedar, okay? And Michelle, where she lived, mom was like, this isn't how Caroline would have driven home. And mom was going to tennis with the Pusies. And literally, like, serendipity, my car, my Honda Civic, is driving down Cedar past the tennis bubbles as mom is, like, getting out of her car to go in. And I think I, like, said hi because I didn't think anything of it.
Like, you could have just been driving around.
Literally, I was like, I didn't think I could have gone to Starbucks. Like, I was like, I didn't think anything of it. And I think I was just like, hey, mom, like, whatever. And mom calls me. I keep driving. Mom calls me. She's like, where are you coming from? And I was like, what? Like, what? I'm just driving home. She's like, well, you didn't sleep at Michelle's, did you? And I ended up, I was like, I slept at this guy's house or whatever. I don't think I got like in trouble. She was like, you are to tell me where you're sleeping. But yeah, I love saying
you,
like,
you are to blank. That's
you are
not-
to, you, it's the classic. Anyway, so those are my two moments. But Emily is wearing something insane.
What is she wearing?
This is what she's wearing. She is wearing a leather. Yeah, well, no, this is different. A leather moto jacket, a maxi dress with like, it's like a black maxi dress with crazy white, it looks like hieroglyphics all over it. And then black suede wedge booties that are like right, you know those ankle booties that used to like scoop at the front of the ankle? So they're like super low, like they're barely even boots. Those, and then like a red leather bag. I'm like, where are we going looking like this? Where
donate
are you, Emily
eggs.
Fields, going?
She's got to look like she's got money. And Pam is like, Em, I just ran into a friend of your dad's, and he's going to write you a recommendation letter for Hollis. He's so excited for you. Emily may as well go, Mom!
Emily's like, why the fuck would you do that? She's so mad. She's like, okay, well, no thanks. Anyway, I'm going to the drugstore now. Like, I wasn't supposed to stay here. And so as she's leaving, Pam is going through the mail and sees that we have some forwarded mail from Pepperdine University as Emily goes away. She's like, Em! Like,
and Emily's already
well on her way.
Pam has a bit of a crazy... And I know that, like, when she opens it, it deserves a crazy reaction, but it doesn't right now. Like, looking at this letter... And she's like screaming for Emily. If this had been our mom, even our mom wouldn't have opened. She would have been like, you got some mail from Belmont.
Because that's the thing is, like, as far as you know, Pam, Emily just like is having all her mail forwarded. Like, she doesn't live there anymore. So when you move, you have your mail forwarded to your new address. So literally it could have been a letter that was sent to Emily at Pepperdine that then they had to forward to her new address because she doesn't live there anymore. And then Pam opens it and sees that the actual letter, yeah, is from Pepperdine. But I am like, Pam, not you immediately opening
it. That's a felony.
Like,
hey, Pam.
You're like.
That's a felony.
Pam, Pam, remember that picture we have of you behind bars? You might be seeing that again sometime soon. If I decide to go to the cops
maybe
with this.
Maybe that's more.
If I decide to go to Lowe or Lieutenant Butterscotch with this. By the way, where is Lieutenant Butterscotch? Am I ever going to see her again?
I think she comes back. I'm pretty sure she comes back. But
by the way, thank you guys for clarifying the Fuck Me Heels were Ashley Marin, Detective Wilder.
But
thank
Lieutenant
you.
Butterscotch does have her own pair.
Yeah,
one day,
so
Caroline
sure,
and I
sure.
are going to have a line of stilettos because we both famously love to wear them all the time. Even just like, I have a pair on right now. And
yeah, we both do because for posture.
Right. And they're on posture. The bottom, they're going to say, my fuck me heels.
Yeah.
It'll be like,
it's called Fuck Me Heels.
What's her name?
But it sells homewares too.
What's her name from Beverly Hills, early Beverly, Adrienne? She has
the one season wonder
that Lisa like No, she was on a couple
seasons. Now I know. Adrienne, yes. Adrienne, who was married to the plastic surgeon.
Yeah. And Lisa, like, makes fun of her shoes, and she takes it way too seriously.
Yes.
So then we go to the Radley, and Ashley's talking to Hannah and is like, "You are to tell me that you had nothing to do with this." And Hannah's like, "Okay, well, what if I can't tell you that? Okay, what if I can't tell you that?
Sorry, like, I can't say that." But she does say that. She says, "Of course not." And so as they're talking, we see Arya and Ezra walk in, and then we go over to them. They're having lunch here. I don't know why we just consistently choose the Radley for, like, everything we're doing, but we are. So they're having lunch, and Ezra is, like, itching for a drink. Like, he hails the waiter down. He's like, "Are you a waiter? Like, come here. Can I have a beer? Like, I don't care what kind of beer, just whatever's on tap." And Arya's like, "Well, what do you want to eat?" He's like, "I don't care. Just, like, whatever you're getting, two of those." So he is so not, like, interested in deciding what he's going to eat, but he is all about that beer, baby. So as they're waiting for their drinks, Arya says that she did look at the thumb drive and that there were some fucking insane images on it, because there were. And Ezra says it's just research. And she's like, "Okay, well, like, do we have anything other than research? Because I need to give something to my boss or you are going to be in big trouble." So he hands her, like, what he has so far, his handwritten first chapter. And this is when Ashley Marin comes over to the table. And this is what Phoebe was talking about earlier when she was like, "Are we ever going to find out what the hell happened at the Radley? This is what we're wondering about." So if you know, don't spoil it, but, like, give us a clue in the comments, okay? So Ashley comes over and she's like, "Okay, your waiter is going to be over with two iced teas," which is what Arya ordered. And Ezra's like, "No, I ordered a beer." And Ashley's like, "Okay, well, Ezra, this is really awkward, but, like, we can't serve you a beer." And I wrote, "Did I miss something? Because did I?" He's like, "Oh my God, Ashley, I didn't, like, throw a chair. Like, what the fuck?" And he's acting like something happened. I'm like, he's not visibly intoxicated right now, so it can't be that. Like, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, because that's one thing. He's not visibly it's not like he walks in being belligerent, but what he does say is, he doesn't say, "It's not like I threw a chair." He said a chair. He says something about a chair being broken, like a chair was actually broken.
Here's a question. Here's something I just thought of. What if, because later on, Arya and Ezra are so squirrely still about that night, when it's like, "Arya, why won't you just, like, say what happened?" Or Arya's, like, telling Ezra not to say. Like, they're still being really weird. And I was like, wait, I thought I knew what your story was, Arya. What if they came back and, like, he started acting crazy in the Radley, and, like, that is part of what happened?
Maybe, but I that just night feel that like we don't Arya, have. Arya looks really confused and concerned by it. Not like she, like, knows for what's sure. going on.
Yeah, but it's just so not like her to not be like, "What are you talking about, Ashley?" Like, yeah, and yeah, I can call you Ashley now. I'm 23. Like, what did my friend do? Like, why won't you serve him a freaking beer? He's fine. She was super defensive about him to Liam.
Yeah, but not to Ash. So we go to Hollis, and Spencer's getting interviewed by someone that we learn his name is Damien later. It's supposed to be an interview about voter turnout, and it is at first. And then he keeps asking, like, what's actually keeping Spencer here? Like, are you really here to help on the campaign, or does it have something to do with Charlotte DeLaurentis' death? And Spencer's like, who the fuck told you that? How do you know her name?
Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, it's really upsetting. And he goes, is it? Because social media all assumes you're celebrating. And she's like, you know what? I object to people being so desperate to find a connection. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. And this is when Hannah walks in and says, my mom is in trouble.
I know Hannah's not about to help Spencer's case in this interview at all.
No. So this is our iconic Pam.
Pam is winded at the window of Emily's car. She has been
chasing. We see her pull up. The car pulls up like, it's wheels on fire, and she runs out of the car, and we see Emily sitting in the driver's seat with the window down. And yeah, Pam literally, like, races. It's like, Emily, oh, it's like she ran here. I'm like, did you not drive?
I say luckily because the image of in my brain is so much funnier for this, but I didn't see her get out of her car. So I did think that she ran. I thought she was, like, so flustered that she couldn't even find her car keys. She was like, but I have to go. I have to get out of here right now.
Well, because the other thing is she's wearing wedge sandals, like, high wedge sandals. So I fucking hope she drove, because there's no way she was running. There's just no way, unless she is barefoot.
And she's like,
she is out of breath, though. Just like, oh, I'm like, what the fuck is this? She like puts the mail in the car. She's like, what the hell is this? And then we see that Shower is watching across the street
and
Emily, spy black outfit.
Emily in her motorbike gloves. Emily, this doesn't have a thing to do with this bitch. Why are you acting so crazy? And Sarah, why are you
she's
looking?
Like, I Sarah's getting a Sarah high out this. Of
like making Emily squirm like this. Like Sarah, I know. She just lives in Rosewood now and like isn't like she's just like being.
She's gonna be around, but also like, she doesn't. Chill. She's staying at the rally.
What I'm saying is like Sarah is like being like
yeah.
Emily is making it seem like she's much more suspicious than I think she needs to seem.
Yes, that's true. So Emily's like, we need to talk about this later. So Hannah is telling Spencer that Lorenzo knows the tape was erased and is like going to be questioning her mom. And actually, we are all going to be getting questioned because of this. And then the reporter that is asking Spencer questions asked about Hannah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, wait, was that one of the other girls down there from the bunker?
Oh, right. From the bunker.
And Spencer pushes him and says, this interview was finished. And you're finished in this town.
And you're finished in this town. Just kidding. She wants to do that, but because of Vivi's campaign, she doesn't. She instead says, no, the only story here is what? Be inspired to create the future that you imagine by voting.
Then we go to the brew.
So we're talking about it.
And yeah, we're talking about it. And Pam is like, she's not on fire like our mom would be.
No.
But she is
mad.
I mean,
the fact that they can have this conversation in public tells me that she's not at the level.
It's a safety thing. Emily's like, this is a safety precaution.
Emily's like, as long as we can go somewhere public, but not here, not with Shower. Shower is going to like see you start hitting me and be like, keep going. Just kidding. There's none of that's going to happen. But Pam, like in my mind, like our mom would be yelling at us, and Pam isn't even really yelling. She's just like.
And so Emily like,
what the fuck?
Tells her everything. And she's like, it wasn't her decision. I didn't like choose.
Well, she doesn't tell her everything.
Right. But my favorite part of the scene is Pam takes out the picture of Emily in her cap and gown and goes, throws it at her. Did you get this at a costume shop? And then she gets up and
it
leaves.
It is like the lengths that Emily went to keep up this lie is
crazy.
And
who took that picture?
Who took the picture? Hannah. Hannah's like, where mine?
Paige and her have been hanging wherever in Stanford.
Right. So Lucas is at his apartment. Hannah knocks on the door and he's like shocked to see her. And he's here alone. Hannah asks if anyone else was here. And basically she's here because she needs an alibi. So she's like, if you were here the night that Charlotte was killed, like if you could just say that you came to my room. And she's like, never mind. I can't.
No,
like,
I
that's
love
way
Hannah.
Too much to ask.
But she does know how to
and
dig herself.
She's like crying.
She knows how to dig herself into a bigger hole. Because this is very similar to the footage thing. Because it's like.
I know.
If it,
I'm like,
if
why
it
did
comes
you do that?
Out that you that this is like you're doing this to cover something up when you didn't really need to, then it just makes you look more guilty. So why are you risking
no,
it?
Exactly.
And you should know this by now. You're famously not in 11th grade anymore. That's what you want to tell everybody this episode.
Exactly. So he's like, look, Hannah, if you need me, I'm here for you. And he basically agrees to do it. But I am just like, I know that in the context of their friendship, this probably doesn't seem like such a major ask because this is like a normal ass day. Like lying to the cops is so normal for them. But that is a massive ask.
Major. I would say
him,
no.
You know?
Hey.
I would say no.
Even to my best friends, I'd be like, there's got to be another way. There's got to be something
Phoebe,
else we can
actually,
do.
Actually, if Phoebe asked me, I would maybe say yes. But Phoebe wouldn't say yes to me. So
I don't think you would. I think it would make you too nervous. I think you might say yes, and then we wouldn't be able to follow through with it.
I would work really hard to be able to help you in any way I could, but I don't know.
She draws the white line, and that's
well, I
don't.
I would lie for you. It just depends on what the lie is,
whom?
I guess.
So we go to the Montgomery Mausoleum, and Emily and Aria are there, and Aria is in love with what Z wrote.
Wait, it is so funny, though, because we get the voiceover of Aria reading the lines that Z wrote, while we're still on Hannah and Lucas. And I'm like, are they trying to make these romantic lines like seem like they're about Hannah and Lucas? Because the lines are.
Didn't even hear them.
Well, this is what I went and rewound because I was like, Emily goes, is he writing about you? The lines are, and still there they were, stars reeling overhead, the earth barely moving underneath them. He knew in that moment whether or not they made it through that night, he finally met his match. Why does that have to play over Hannah and Lucas?
Also, sorry, like, I think that's shitty writing.
Aria goes, am I crazy? This is amazing.
He goes, it just...
Like, actually, that's what she says.
It just needs some connective tissue, but the bones are here.
It just needs my magic touch, but, like, we have something here. So Emily's, like, on...
And Emily
on one. She's Emily just so says, annoyed.
Is this about you? And Aria basically throws the book at her and is like, how dare you?
Aria's like,
it's
how
about
dare you?
Nicole. So he likes small women. What about it? So what about it? He likes small
she,
women. You
know, she goes, okay, what? She was small like me. Big deal. Ezra likes small women. Get a grip.
Get a grip was so funny.
She's small like me.
Get a
like
grip.
It's hilarious.
And
oh my God. And so Emily's like, I mean, you guys went through a lot together. And Aria says that was high school. And Emily goes, not for him. Like, and now we've said it.
I
it's
love
giving
when
it
Emily,
now we've said it.
When Emily gets into these moods that are like.
Her hormonal moods.
Like, doesn't give a
because
fuck.
She's literally she's freezing like, her eyes.
She will
yeah.
just say the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh my God. It's so,
so
funny.
Emily
but
is
adamant
like,
that no.
Emily is upset and thinks that Ezra could have done it. And all this stuff. Like, he could have killed Charlotte. And then Emily is like, you know what I really can't stop thinking about? Why won't Shower freaking leave Rosewood? And Aria goes, I think you need to stop thinking about her so much.
Oh my God, that is so annoying. And she goes, just tell Ashley to like kick her out. And Emily goes, you can't evict somebody for eating fried chicken with gloves.
In my hotel you can.
Which is one of Emily's funniest lines.
In my
hotel
you can.
Actually you can. And then Aria's like, okay, well, why don't you go have dinner with your mom? Like, don't, wherever you are, don't be here, basically. She's like, I don't care what you do, but you need to leave this place. And Emily's like, no, I'll just sit here.
We go to the Marin Manor and Hannah's at the fridge and Spencer comes in. And she catches Hannah at an interesting moment where Hannah is having to buy a cat for her boss, Claudia.
Not just any
back.
Cat.
A munchkin cat, Hannah's, which is so
yeah, Hannah's doing a lot of research. There are these, like, they have really short legs, and they're from China, and they're called munchkin cats. And, yeah, that's where Spencer says, that's slightly offensive. And Hannah says, so is my boss. So Hannah explains that Lucas is going to be their alibi, and then her phone rings, and their ringtone is the song Physical.
So funny.
Not by Dua Lipa.
Olivia Newton-John. Which, by the way, we have the resurrection of Olivia Newton-John and Miss Sabrina Carpenter.
But Hannah's like so embarrassed. It's Jordan calling her and she like does this whole show to be like, oh, oh my God, I cannot believe you just heard that.
I'm a little
that
bit
my
like
ringtone
Hannah,
is physical.
Hannah, that is your ringtone.
Hey, literally like, she's like, oh, okay. And now the jig is up. We've gotten physical.
And Spencer's like, wait, this is my in because you're fucking someone else. So I can ask to fuck your ex-boyfriend. And
she's like, okay, well,
ask.
As long as you're having sex, yeah, yeah.
She doesn't even have to ask because
I know
Hannah
you're not wound
in.
Too tightly.
Hannah says,
oh my God.
Caleb comes up, I believe. And yeah, Spencer asks if it's been weird to see Caleb. This whole conversation is very awkward and it's making me realize that I don't think that Spencer and Hannah have, like, their friendship is one of the, like, lesser.
Yeah.
Developed.
I don't think they don't really have like a duo ship. Yeah. The same way.
And
it's like Emily and Hannah.
So it's awkward. And obviously it's also awkward because of all of the subtext. And then Hannah starts to ask and she's like, did something like happen between you two when you were in Spain? And Spencer's
well, because,
like, no.
Yeah. Cause Hannah's like, oh my God, no, it's not weird to see Caleb. Like, I'm getting married. Everybody keeps asking me about Caleb. And Spencer makes this really weird face at that moment. And that's like what tips Hannah off. She's like, oh, like, and then that's when she's like, do you have feelings for Caleb?
Hannah goes, wah, wah,
wah. She's the Ariana Grande. Whatever she's fucking doing.
No, that's what Spencer does when Hannah says, do you have feelings for him? Spencer's like, wah, wah.
Yeah, literally. She's like, nothing has happened. I would never do that to you. And I don't even know if he feels the same way. And like, literally not me getting like a chill down my spine because Hannah is just like such a good fucking friend. She goes, I think you should go find out.
Caroline, oh! What would you do? What would you do if your friend came to you and said that?
Not that. Not that.
Hannah would be in handcuffs or not Caroline that. Would be in handcuffs.
Well, I wouldn't be in handcuffs. Spencer would be in handcuffs. But I would be the one putting them on her. Not the police.
Caroline Spare.
She'd be tied. One handcuff on her wrist, the other one around the pole in the basement. That's right. Yeah, and you'll be staying here until you can think straight. Until you can freaking think straight. And I'm gonna, and the walls are covered with pictures of Toby. Until you can freaking think straight and get your head screwed on, you'll be down here looking at your ex instead of mine.
And Caroline's actually already walking to the Rosewood Police Department figuring out why Spencer's guilty of this murder. She's like,
I'm actually Dunning it. I'm covered in blood and I'm limping. I'm walking to the Rosa Police Department. And I'm like, she managed to get her handcuffed to a pole.
She tried to do to me what she did to Charlotte.
Charlotte, oh my God, did I just say that? Okay, fine. I deleted the footage, but you have to understand.
She had a gun to my head. Of.
Yeah, so that's what I would do.
Yeah, I knew it. I freaking knew it. Caroline wouldn't be able to handle this.
I knew that.
So we go to Rosewood Times Square, and Aria has typed up two chapters.
Wait, this is so funny. Ezra's chicken scratch. Yeah. I figured if anyone could decipher your chicken scratch, it would be me. Even I couldn't figure out a couple of them. And I'm like, I bet you the ones that she, quote, couldn't figure out. She's like, I just had a better idea. So I just wrote my own little thing there.
Is this not an exact, like, little sketch that me and Caroline have probably created at one point?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I've world-builded this. They actually copied me.
Caroline has world-builded this.
Retroactively somehow.
World-builded
Everyone's
this.
Like, you're lying. You did watch this show. World you knew exactly builded. What was going to happen. World-builded. Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just said it 10 times, so who's going to believe you?
Anyway, when I roll back the tapes?
Yeah, right. So she's like, listen, forget about who I work for.
This is me. Like,
again, you are basically an enter.
I know. Forget about who I work for. She says, okay? Forget who I work for. This is me telling you that this writing. Your former student.
This is like if you want to go college. Talk to like one of your friends who makes music on TikTok. And you're like, forget about who I work for, okay? You've got something here.
Forget what department I work in.
forget who I work for, okay? Forget my connections. Forget it. Forget what street I live on, okay? So anyway, she's like, you need to finish this book. I want the entire world to know who you really are. That's what Kendrick Lamar said about Drake. He said, speaking of, I couldn't believe, we'll talk about it Tuesday, but the SNL 50th concert, when they go on the huge A minor and they just keep doing it. I was like, oh my God.
They did the whole thing. I was like, whoa.
They went over. I was like stunned. And so was the audience. It was awesome. She starts telling him that he's compassionate and sensitive and kind. And he says, maybe I'm not. And we go to Hollis.
Yes. And Spencer's
not me,
come to see me.
Pausing the TV and getting up and walking over to the TV to closely read this man's post-its, only to get a fucking close-up.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to pause it three times and walk over.
You should just trust our peeps in the editing room.
I guess
room,
so.
In the cutting room.
I guess so. Well, here's what I got from when I went and stood, though. We've got a callback Mona V post-it, callback Kimberly tonight, and interview with Destiny.
and yes, everybody,
that's the name.
And
or
yes,
just
everybody, that is the name of my first novel.
Wow,
an interview with Destiny, and it will be out in October.
Holy shit. Yes. Wow. Okay, can't wait to read it. Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe they stole it. And
I can't
put
believe
it
Spencer came all this way just to ask him if he had another angle he was going for.
I'm like, okay.
Girl, he's a Hollis reporter. He's a kid.
It's giving you're interested. It's giving you're interested in your slut.
You're being slutty. Hey, Spencer, you're being slutty again.
Let me guess. You still have your fuck me heels on.
Great. Hey, can we pan the camera to Oz? I suspected.
This is her Hail Mary of like, I'm going to go here and see if this guy will have sex with me. And if he doesn't, I guess I'm telling
and
Caleb
if he
how
won't,
I feel.
It's got to be Caleb. It's got to be Caleb. Yep, yep.
Sorry,
yep.
Guys. I'm not so trying to like, be such a slut shamer this episode.
Well, you are, but you don't have to try. And that's what's beautiful about you. So Spencer's like, do you have another angle? And is it the Bunker Girls? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, then what? She's like, what the fuck then? Because it looks like you're like talking to Mona Vanderwaal. So why would you be doing that?
I do.
If you're not writing about me.
I totally understand the connection that Spencer's making. And I probably would make it too. But it is so funny to think that, like, he's like, she works for the other campaign. Can you get your head out of your ass and stop thinking about you all the time? Like, I just, it has nothing to literally do with you. Except this does, because they find out that Vivi is running basically a completely different campaign and she's given Spencer the controller and it's not plugged in.
Exactly. That is exactly it. And we love that analogy these days.
Yes.
It's also just funny because it's like, Spencer, you've been hanging out with Aria too much. You and Aria are back in Rosewood and you're back on planet me, me, me. Like, you need to get out of yourself a little bit. But apparently Mona approached Vivi to work for her and she was shown the door. So she's working for the other camp. And the reporter says to Spencer, wow, leaving your daughter out? That's cold. It's like, well, welcome to the Hastings family, yeah, bitch.
That's their whole
thing. It's all cold. It's the fucking Arctic over here.
And so then we go to the Montgomery Mausoleum, and I was convinced Hannah was, like, staying here now, okay, and also in, like, a robe and slash pajamas.
Me too, until I saw her fuck me heels. Until I saw she's wearing fuck me heels.
And then she started wearing, like, this everywhere, all throughout Rosewood.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, I thought you were wearing a robe
as well. I also was like, what the hell is she eating out of this can?
Orange preserves. And, like, concentrate, oh, I guess you're supposed to, like, mix it with water to make orange juice.
Yeah, and she's just eating it with a spoon. It looks grody. It looks gross. They're all freaking out. Spencer is annoyed that Emily would tell anyone they're Allie's friends. And Hannah's like, have you even heard from Allie since that dinner? Like, we are not her friends. She's about to go in for questioning, and she's freaking out. And then Liam calls Aria and immediately takes off his shirt. They had to show us that he has a similar bod as Ezra did.
Right. And he and our,
but they're not drawing on abs anymore.
This is classic. And I did see a picture of that the other day, and I was like, whoa, they really did.
They really drew them on.
So Aria has to have classic Aria inflection. She goes, Liam. This is classic Megan Alvarez of Aria.
She nailed it. Liam. I had to direct somebody in the comments to Megan's page the other day because they were like, what even is a Canadian accent? I can't tell the difference between a Canadian accent and an American accent.
You can't.
Like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, on the words out, it was like, you need to go watch the show, or better yet, just go watch Demi DeVito, okay? And she'll do it for you and you'll see exactly what I mean. But that was a good Valentine that I made.
It was.
Do you want to go out with me?
No, the Fitz one was really good.
I honestly didn't want to include him, but I was like, oh, it's just too good.
It's
like
good. And
to.
People liked it. It's always nice to throw them a bone. They are fictional characters.
Yeah, I mean, people do the people do love Ezra, so. Okay. So basically the deal is their boss, Jillian, says if she doesn't have Fitz's stuff by tomorrow, she's moving on.
By the way, she
and
says,
Aria panics.
By the way, she says, Liam? I'm not alone.
Not alone. And she turns her thing to show Hannah and Emily, and they go, hi. At the same exact time. He's not bothered. He's like, I know I look good. So Aria's like, no. She will have something on her desk by tomorrow. Will you tell her that, please? That's actually, she says it so bitchy. She goes, she'll have something on her desk by tomorrow. Will you tell her that, please? And he says he misses her.
You know when you meet someone,
like, okay,
and
bye.
You can just immediately tell that they are meaner to their partner behind closed doors than they are in public? And it's that phrasing.
That's how this is.
It's the,
yes, very much,
she'll have it. Tell her that, please.
Can you tell her that, please? Yeah, exactly. So then she turns around and she's talking to the girls. She goes, Hannah says, why are you worried about his book? Who cares about the stuff he makes up?
Which that's why I'm talking to people that write from now on. I don't care about the
Who
stuff
cares
you
about
make
the stuff
up.
He makes up.
I don't care about the stuff you make up. I don't want to hear about it.
It's so fucking
tell me about
funny.
It when it has a
and
fucking
then
spine. And then we'll
timer
talk.
Goes off. Yeah, exactly. To call me when it's on the New York Times bestsellers list. Other than that, I don't care about the stuff
care,
you make up.
Because then it's not made up anymore.
Right, exactly. So Emily's timer goes. She has an actual, like, old-timey timer sound on her phone that goes off. So she goes to the bathroom. And Aria's like,
but she says it in a way, like, she makes it as weird as it possibly can be to have a timer that makes you want to go to the bathroom. She could have just said,
okay, timer.
Also, I know this is freeform. Maybe she didn't want to say this, but, like, you could have just said, oh, I have to go take my birth control. That would have cut the suspicion
immediately. Who cares? Are we forgetting the ride scene?
Oh, right.
Freeform is just fine.
They draw the line at
freeform
birth control.
Is just fine. I guess so.
Hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood. But good news, with the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
So Emily leaves and then Hannah's like, what are you going to say to the police? Aria's not going to say she met up with Fitz. This is the best part. Hannah throws the orange juice thing away in Aria's bedroom garbage. And Aria's like, can you please take that to the kitchen? Which is, Hannah. Yes. And then Hannah makes the most hilarious eye roll you've ever seen, takes it out of the garbage, takes a bite of it, and then smiles at Aria and leaves.
And also, but she does, and Caroline would never say this herself, but she does one of Caroline's least favorite things when she takes that final bite. You hear the metal on her teeth, like, clear as day.
Oh, I hate it. You hate it, too.
I know, but I thought you were going to note it. Anyway, Hannah goes into the hall, and she can see Emily. You are about to inject yourself with hormones, and you didn't make sure that door was closed? Are you insane?
Like, you wanted them to know. Just say you wanted everyone to know. Yeah, exactly. Just say it. So Hannah, like, sees this, whatever.
Saw a blog post that made her realize that what she's doing can be framed as noble, and she was like, wait, it's okay if people find out all this. I'm doing good work.
Totally. And that's what she tells Hannah. So Hannah confronts her downstairs at the Montgomery Mausoleum, and she goes, I saw you in the bathroom. And it is, like, sweet. Like, Hannah doesn't even go to the other girls with this. Imagine if it were Aria or Spencer.
Oh my God.
They would have called and like, I saw Emily. Hannah, I think she's doing a heroin.
Aria comes back into the room. She shuts the door. She goes, Spence,
you will never believe
what I just thought. And Megan, can we get a sketch?
Doing drugs. Hey Megan, can you get to the writer's room, please?
Hey, yeah. And Emily tells her, she says, I'm not sick. I'm broke.
She doesn't have a job.
I don't got a job. Which is
job's
funny
not real.
Because she started this conversation by saying, I just have to go like answer some work emails.
Yeah, yes, literally. And then she was going to meet her mom. She's like all these different. Well, actually, wait, that's so funny because now she's saying she doesn't have a job. So, yeah. She blew through all the money that her dad left her.
I
want to
know how much. I
want
a number.
Eggs.
I want a number bad.
I know, me too. Is it more or less than Phoebe spent at Starbucks on mom's card?
It's got to be less. It's got to be less.
Who knows? So she's acting all crazy because she has to inject herself with all these fucking hormones before she can donate her egg. That was so funny.
Guys, I love that.
That was
so
funny.
My dad sent me a fake number thinking it was too high. Like I couldn't possibly fathom
and
that
like,
being
oh,
the number.
That's not bad.
I'm like, he's like, does that number sound right? And I'm like, probably. I mean, I don't know.
You're like,
I don't have a clue.
You're like, no. I know.
My drink there
it
is
not.
Like $7.
Yeah, so that doesn't actually sound right at all. It sounds actually. Sure, that sounds right. But yeah, that sounds great to me. So fucking funny. Anyway, so that's why she's acting all crazy too. And Hannah's like, Emily, I will lend you the money. And Emily's like, no, I want to do this. Like, I feel good about this choice. Blah, blah, blah. And Hannah goes, I just wish I would have known sooner. And Emily, they are the luckiest couple in the world.
Guys, Hannah is the greatest TV character. Where was she on Vanity Fair's fucking list?
Like, and people are being so mean. People in the comments about my Valentine's tour, like, the Hannah ones are diet. That's so mean. I'm like, no, it isn't. I'm not. I love Hannah. Because they said my love for you is hefty. Like, is that not her nickname? Was that not her nickname?
And she's reclaiming
her hefty.
She's reclaiming it.
Take back the word.
Take back the word. I will never forget one time I showed that to someone that I was in flirtation with. And that comedy special, and they did not get it. And I was like, okay.
Wait, really?
This is not going to work. No, it's someone else, not the person that you're thinking. I was like, ah, this is, if you don't get this, you don't get
not
me.
Not going to work. You don't get me. You don't get me. So my whole personality is based off of this. So, all right. So Lorenzo's interrogating Hannah and they're talking about the Lucas thing. And he's like, so no one else like hung out with Lucas and you? And she's like, no, I'm the only one who eats mozzarella sticks.
This is where I'm
and
like, okay,
Lorenzo
we're putting in too many details. That you guys haven't discussed. You needed Mona here.
Totally agree. And you know who else needed Mona? Me. I need Mona.
Yeah,
Mona me.
She?
She's my Mona me. I miss her.
Lorenzo brings Lucas in and
he really thinks this is like a gotcha moment. He's like, all right, let's see if your stories freaking line up. And guess what? They do.
But they don't really, because then he's like, and what were you, you weren't drinking? And he's like, no, I just had,
well, and
Lucas,
this
is where I'm
like killing it at first.
Lucas, why did you say ice water? Just, why didn't you just say water?
I know. Yeah. I did. Cause he's like, well, were you drinking too? And he's like, just ice water. I guess to say he was stone cold sober. Like, that's how sober I was, you know?
And Lorenzo's like, the ice would have melted. And Lucas says, well, I went down the hall to get more. And he said, but there's not an ice closet on that floor.
Ugh.
And it's just like, we didn't
think. So they kind of get caught in a lie and we don't see how it ends. All right, Melissa's crying in the living room, which is like kind of annoying. This is stupid. She says she botched things with the reporter. She did some nervous blurting. He got up to take a phone call during their interview. And when he came back, his questions changed. And he had written some things in his notebook. Source, cover up, and tape. So Melissa thinks that he knows about the tape that she filmed for Spencer that was like, I hit Allie over the head.
I just want to say, and I know all offices are important and all elections are important. The Hastings household is treating this like it is an election for the highest office of the land.
It's true.
And it just
that is true.
Isn't quite. And yes. I mean, I guess if there's a murder that would rattle some people. But Spencer says it was destroyed. It was destroyed. I promise. And Melissa runs away. And then she texts Aria and she says someone saw that tape. Ezra needs to talk.
So Emily's meeting Shower for a drink, and Shower is apparently here.
Okay.
The police asked
question.
Her to stay because they think she can help.
The way Emily approaches it is like she's meeting Shower. But
until it isn't. Yeah.
And then it's like, wait, no, you were just tracking this bitch down because she did not expect you to be there.
No, and Emily's just like comes at her. Shower's like, look, I know you feel guilty. Like, should I take my gloves off to remind you how guilty you should feel? And Emily's like, no,
I have
nothing
I
could
to
have
feel
done.
Guilty for.
Like, literally, no. And Shower's like, who are you trying to convince, me or you? And Emily leaves.
Wait, but
as
we do,
fast as she
guys,
arrived.
We do get a flashback and we find out what happened to Shower's hands.
Isn't that later?
No, isn't it right after this?
It's later.
Oh, anyway,
no,
we go.
It's when.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
We go to Ezra's apartment and Aria barges in. She like is racing there ahead of the girls to like prep them, and she does
a
terrible
job. Oh
my God.
Yes. She goes, we need to talk and I can't do it when they get here. This is why I'm like, why are you trying to get your story straight if we know what happened? Like, you showed us this flashback and where you left Ezra. Like, you don't know what happened after that. Like, is she just trying to help him clear his name because she thinks he did it? Or is there more to the story? Or is this when he like acted crazy and like, I don't know. But the other people show up right away and they basically say
they are like on fire.
We know you did it.
And Ezra's not.
You did it. Spencer's like, you read my paper and you got inspired.
And Ezra says, this isn't like me. This isn't like you asking me to change your grade. You're asking me to confess to murder. And they're like, yeah, a murder you committed. Right. That's basically what they say
to
him.
But I am like, Ezra, if you didn't do it, just say that.
You're a little defensive.
Just say, because you're kind of acting like someone who did it. And so Emily, or Aria's like, Emily, stop pushing Ezra. And Ezra snaps. He goes, go! No! Go! Just literally like, and Aria jumps 10 feet in the air. Like, she's like, oh,
I've never seen you like this. Except for that one time you saw me with
you've
Noel.
You've never spoken to me like this. She crumples. She completely crumples. Yeah, exactly. And the other girls are like,
okay, we're
out
of here.
Yeah, they're like, okay, you're a lot.
A little much.
The three of them go, Arya stays. And he turns around. He's like, oh, you get the fuck out too, Arya. Like, get out. And she's like, no, I'm not leaving you like this. You are not the same person I said goodbye to outside of the brew. It's like, well, yeah, probably
because
not.
Because Ezra's like, Arya, you know me. You know that I wouldn't do something like this, basically. And Arya's like, I don't know that. I saw what was on your hard drive, and that was dark. There's something dark in your soul.
He never says that he didn't do it. And I'm like, just say that. Like,
yeah.
He goes, I'm not sorry that Cece is dead.
Caroline.
I'm like, okay, again. What?
No, go ahead. Oh. Sorry. I was just saying the scene that we're about to talk about.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Do you want to take it?
Snuck up on me. Kind of snuck up on me. sure. Sure. Should I just go through the whole thing and then we'll go back to the other stuff?
However this would be easiest for you to process.
Well, first, thank you. thank you. Okay, so Caleb is sorry, excuse me. Caleb.
Caleb's getting hot and bothered.
In the barn. No, I'm not. I'm getting choked up, okay? I'm not getting hot and bothered at all. By what? By what? The betrayal I'm watching? By what? What? There's nothing hot. I'm bothered, but not in a hot way. Okay, so Caleb's sitting there, and Spencer comes in, and she's like, were you waiting up for me? And Caleb's like, no, I was reading, but he wasn't. He was waiting up for her. So, and she goes, who do you think killed Cece? And he says, Sarah Harvey. And Spencer's like, no. But I think she remembers more than she lets on. And we find out that Hannah never told Caleb what happened that night. Why don't you explain that? Take your time.
Sorry, I was yawning. Because they're a fucking snooze fest of a couple.
Because they're a snooze fest.
So at that night, we see, obviously, the confrontation between the five girls and Sarah. And then Emily punches her in the face and she falls. And then they're like, we got to go. We can't check on her. And then Sarah pulls herself up by putting her hands on this box, this metal box that I guess has an electric charge. It's like an electrocutor box. And she fries.
She absolutely fries her hands. Yeah. So they come back from there, and for some reason, Caleb tells Spencer that she's a good person, and she has this moment where she looks at him, and she's kind of, like, tearing up, and she kind of has this little laugh, and they kind of do that, like, will they, won't they thing. And so then time passes a little bit.
Will they, won't they what?
Well, I don't know, Phoebe, because I can't read their minds. I can't read his mind. I know what she wants, but I'm hoping that he's going to be a good guy here, okay? Sorry, I'm having troubles getting this out. So then some other stuff happens, which we'll get to. We come back to them. You guys, they're drinking alcohol. They're loosening up by the fire. Why? By the fire? It's a little romantic. Okay, and fine. And then Spencer goes, I just got to say it. Spencer goes, there's something else I've been judging myself for. And he knows what she's been judging because he has been too. Because it's clear as day he has been too. And he grabs her hand. Sorry. Oh, he dropped my mouth. He grabs her hand. And then they're like playing, like intertwined. And then the hands over and over. Both of them. All four hands together. Since so much hands. And then they make out. They're making out. And this isn't high school making out. This is, it hurts. You know who I feel like? Montoya or whatever on that show when he has to watch his girlfriend cheating on him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Have you seen that? That's how I'm reacting right
and
now.
And I'm like, how is this legal to be on television?
Oh my God. I was like, Anthony, have you seen this? He was like, Caroline, I'm watching this 7-minute clip in bed right now.
Of these people, we're having to watch them fully having sex.
Why can't I hear the cheeks clapping?
Like, I don't.
It's too loud.
It's way too much.
I'm like, this is crazy.
Do you think the angle of
way too much?
The angle of the legs of the bed are so funny. Like, they'll just like go between the person.
So many, and how then many the, cameras and then we the bed. It's crazy. The one where we see the girl giving him head in the pool underwater. Anyway, so I think they're gonna fuck. I think your phone's ringing. And you know what? You know what, Spence? If you weren't so lost in whatever this is, this heat of the moment thing, maybe you'd hear your phone ringing and you would be available for your friends. That's it. That's all they do. There's other stuff there that happens.
And guys, I have already watched the first scene of the next episode, and Caroline's right.
Do I have to see them post-coital? Oh! Okay, I'm sick next week. Okay, so during that whole time, though, by the way, other stuff is going on.
Yeah, we go to the Fields house, and Pam is waiting for Emily, and she says... And this is how we know Pam has had, like, all that growth. Like, she's just such a different parent than she was from season one, because she looks at Emily and she's like, look, I just don't want you to ever have to go through something alone. You have to, like, just, like, tell
promise
me
that, like,
and
yeah,
Emily,
we'll go
Emily,
through it together.
Pinky promises her, but her fingers are crossed behind her back.
Yeah, literally, she goes, okay.
Because she's literally, fine. She's like, okay, I'll say yes, but I have to go conspire with my friends on how we're going to get out of being charged with a murder that we may or may not have committed. And I'm not going to tell you anything about it.
Literally. And then, as if to say, like, I accept this, Pam pours her a glass of wine as well.
It's the first time Emily's ever had a sip of alcohol.
A sip of alcohol.
According to Pam.
Well, and she doesn't even, because Emily dumps it all in the bush because she can't have it.
Oh, right.
So, Hannah shows up at Lucas's house, and Lucas is like, listen, Hannah, did you have anything to do with Cece falling off? And she's like, no.
You're braver
and
than
she
my
goes,
mom.
You know, you're braver than my mom. Because she wanted to ask me the same thing, but she can't. And Lucas hands her a key. I'm like, oh, this is moving fast.
Okay, we're moving in. Does Jordan know about this? And it's just
Jesus
so that
Christ.
He has to go to San Jose tomorrow, so Hannah can stay as long as she wants.
Because she said it's been harder and harder to, like, be in her childhood room. And then he goes, have you eaten? And it's just clear that, like, he wants to take care of her. And it is sweet. Okay, it is.
Finally.
Finally, I said it. So Ari is getting a call from Liam. She's been crying. And we find out Jillian loved the chapters that she got. So he's like, so whatever you're doing, keep fucking
and
doing
guys,
it.
And guys,
like,
by the way, what Aria's, great. What Aria's doing is writing Ezra's book.
Yeah, and I was going to say, like, how much of this was written by Ezra and how much of this is Aria? Okay, I guess my new pen name is Ezra Fitz.
We have that clip of her initially opening up her computer and opening up a doc. And then after that, we see her open up another doc. And it says, chapter 3, Aria.
I'm like, okay, diva. And he wants nothing to do with you. He's not going to love if you publish your first novel under his name.
No.
Anyway. Aria's also wearing a shirt that says spiritual gangsta.
I'm your sister. It's what I do.
I'm your spiritual gangsta. It's what I do. Like, it's so fucking funny. And then she gets a text. And the text says, you know who did it, and I'm going to make you talk. And okay, it's giving Pretty Little Liars Original Sin. Is it not?
It is. And I think I mentioned this when we did the Original Sin episodes, that, like, now... And this is something that I wish they hadn't done in these seasons where we flash forward. They stop showing us the phones in the way that they used to.
Oh.
And we get, like, the text on our screen.
In the area.
And they use emojis. Like, this new A uses emojis a lot. Not
it's
just
like
the devil
the,
emoji,
it's like
but
the
it's
red,
also, like...
It's like the red devil emoji.
But
like
it's not... What bothers
emoji.
Me is that they're not emojis. Like, they are illustrations meant to seem like emojis, but it just comes across as, like... generic weird. Brand vibes, and I don't like it.
Well, why didn't we just do A? Just still say A.
Because it's not A.
But, like, yeah, it is, right?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I don't care. I don't, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care. But all the girls got that text, by the way. And we get our A scene, Fee. There you go. Our not A scene. What am I supposed to call that, then?
The last scene. And this...
Phoebe, I'm not going to say that.
I don't fucking
no
know.
Way.
Anyway.
Well, I need to have something to say so I can be like, Phoebe, it's your... Because you always at the A scene.
This person is we'll get a name soon enough.
You're yelling at me.
This person is unpacking their... That's one of my favorite things that Kat Cohen does in her stand-up shows is, like, when someone, like, says something back to her, she'll be like, okay, you're yelling. Don't yell at me. Or, like, with
oh my
Pat,
God.
Like, Pat
stop
will, like, correct her on something and she'll say, do not yell at me.
I love that. Okay, so you loved that I just did it. You're welcome. I love to keep you entertained, Phoebe.
So this person is unpacking all of A's gear. But But this person's saying, I didn't love the aesthetic that they really had going on. So they put all, like, yeah. they start putting yeah. the hoodies and gloves in the trash, and then they Google, sorry, they Exter. They Exter, it's the dark web, but it's also the web everybody else uses. Unless Aria was on the dark web when she was Googling Shauna's funeral, which could be the case.
Which, at school, on the dark, dark web. Makes sense. And the computer
public
lab,
yeah. school on the dark web is such a funny concept. And they're Googling uniforms. I'm like, we're going to have to get a little
all
more
caps,
specific.
You, I'm like, that's pretty broad, Big A. I got to say, it's not
Big
A.
L.
It's pretty broad, Big A. Oh, my God. Taylor Swift is... Okay, this is not going to... Tree Payne is not going to like this. We are going to get a cease and desist for saying that. For even saying that. The person torturing these girls is named Big Al. And that's the episode. Would you like to read the synopsis for next week?
All right. The next episode is called New Guys, New Lies.
Ooh.
And... Okay. Police pressure forces Hannah to confess the truth to her friends. Aria and Emily have suspicions regarding Ezra. Finally, Aria. Spencer and Caleb investigate a new threat. Romantic interests cause awkward situations. I bet.
Is the new threat
Caroline Connell?
You two? He's a new threat. Yeah, is the new threat me? Fucking coming to Rosewood to show you what's up, to show you the business, to read you the freaking riot act. Ah!
All right, guys, that's the episode.
Sheesh. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. Of course,
this felt like a classic episode. This felt like we told lots of stories.
I know it did, and you guys are either going to love it or be like so annoyed.
Well, we didn't talk about pop culture.
I know, but sometimes people are like, you guys are so chaotic. You're all over the place. It's hard to like follow along. It's like, okay, I it's not my problem. You don't know how to do critical thinking.
Love you all. Watch the show. We're not, we are actually not reading the show script.
No, if you can't keep up, that's a you thing.
No, it's most definitely an us thing, but like some people find that charming.
No, if someone, okay, it's an us thing that we're recording this podcast the way we choose to record it, but it's a them thing if they can't fucking keep up. So, yeah, Meredith Marks is in my dream last night. If you want to hear about that, go listen to the Tuesday episode.
I had crazy and dreams. Tomorrow, I woke up thinking that I sent texts that I did not send.
Oh my God, texts I did not
and
send.
And thank God.
Texts I
and thank
send.
You for that.
Things I cannot repost. Let's talk about it on Tuesday. Add it to the note. Okay. Friday, as in tomorrow, if you are dream rotation and honorary Connell sister, you get your first Pretty Little Punch Bowl episode. Very excited for that. So make sure you go listen. That is going to talk about the Pretty Little Liars. What exactly happened in these 5 years? We didn't get to see them. What do we think based on our lore for these girls? Okay. Based on what we believe. So this isn't canon, but kind of it is. And all those good things. So go listen to that. Please leave us a 5-star review. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. And we will see you next week. And
splat.
Splat.